And we're back. This is Paul Taylor, and good morning. It is a good morning because we're here with Gretchen Vogelzang. Gretchen, did I get your last name right? Vogelzang?
Yes, that is correct.
Good, thanks. Gretchen is the founder of Greater Washington Dance Center, Northern Virginia's newest premier dance studio. But Gretchen, you're not new to the dance world. Tell us a little bit about you and the new Greater Washington Dance Center.
Yeah, that's correct. I've been doing dance. Dance has been a part of my life now for pretty much ever. Danced as a youngster, danced professionally for a brief period of time, got my master's degree in dance education, and I've actually been teaching dance for over 33 years. I started in California where I had my own dance studio and my own ballet company, Central West Ballet. And I moved to Virginia in 2001, and now that my children are older, it's time for me to start another studio, and I'm really excited about starting one here in Northern Virginia.
That's great. So other parents, though, when they search for the right dance studio, it can be a difficult process, you know, yet rewarding, you know, once you find the one for you. But what would you tell parents that are listening about why Greater Washington Dance Center is different?
Well, I mean, I think I bring a lot of education and a lot of experience to the dance scene here in Northern Virginia. And I do have a different philosophy from what I have seen from the other studios I've guest taught at in Northern Virginia. I think I really do emphasize training and working in the studio. I think performing is a great opportunity for the dancers, but I don't believe putting dancers on the stage all the time. I think they need to have the opportunity to be really successful on stage. And so I would actually hold back and not do as much performing as a lot of other studios do.
Okay, so that's really great to hear. So what else would you encourage parents to ask about when they're looking for a new dance studio?
Well, I think, you know, one of the things that I really believe is that we're not just teaching dancers how to dance or children how to dance. We are actually helping to develop a human being. And one of the things that I have always been very interested in is assisting young people through many different crossroads in their lives and helping them get to their goals. Whether that be as a professional dancer or a director or a choreographer or a heart surgeon or a mom or, you know, whatever they choose, making sure that the influences that they're getting at the studio are solid and built on good, you know, basic foundation to help them develop to be really good citizens in the world. It's more than dance when you're in the dance studio. If you really think about it, especially as dancers get older and get more involved in their dance training, they're spending more time at the dance studio, really, than they are with their families and with their parents. And so the influences that you have on them is pretty significant. And I think parents need to really have a level of confidence in who the dance teacher is that's running the program.
Well, that's good. So that brings me to the question about communication methods between teacher and parent. What do you do at Greater Washington Dance Center about, you know, talking to parents? How do the teachers communicate with the parents? What forms of communication do they have with the parents themselves?
Well, I think it's been, you know, really interesting because, quite frankly, parents have gotten a very bad rap in the dance world. I think a lot of dance teachers view the parents as being, you know, maybe overzealous. And then, of course, when you look at some of the television, you know, shows on TV, you can see how the parents can get a bad rap. But truthfully, all the parents want is what's best for their child, and they want their child to be happy. And I think the dance teacher owes it to the parents, and the parents owe it to the teacher to have good, solid communication. And it all starts with making sure that everybody knows what the child's goals are, making sure that those goals are realistic, being very honest and truthful, and being very open to meeting with parents and the dancers and making sure that they are communicating what it is they're looking for and that you're communicating with them whether you can or maybe can't deliver what it is they're looking for.
Well, so that's great. So in reading your bio and in kind of hearing your answer there about goals, what if the goals are for performance? I know a little bit about you, and I know that you have a significant performance background. So what are the performance opportunities at Greater Washington Dance Center?
Well, we are developing a pre-professional dance company at the Greater Washington Dance Center, and it will be called the National Festival Ballet. We also okay. will have a contemporary modern company in residence called Motion X Dance DC. So the dancers will have ample opportunity to be a part of those companies and to do whatever performing outlets they want. Now, if you have a dancer who wants to go on and be a professional performer, there is a track that has to be taken, and it requires a lot of time in the studio, a lot of effort, and sometimes it requires the dancers to, you know, have a very open mind about what style of dance they pursue. Not every dancer is able to pursue a ballet performing career. That's a very body-specific type of career. In terms of performing. But there's also the contemporary modern, which opens a lot of doors. And I think a lot of dancers are never given adequate exposure to the other forms of dance that they can possibly pursue on a professional performing level.
That's great. So I noticed also in your bio that you have a background in organization. I believe the name is Regional Dance America. How does your work at Regional Dance America benefit dancers?
Well, I've been the executive director of Regional Dance America since 2008, and I've actually been involved on the National Board of Directors since, I don't know, probably 2002 or 3. But Regional Dance America has been a part of my life. I was even a member of the National Association for Regional Ballet, which was the precursor to RDA as a dancer. So I've been a part of this organization for a very long time. And I really strongly believe in what the organization offers young dancers. It opens a lot of doors. It exposes them to a lot of different, you know, teachers and choreographers, and gives them a real good kind of perspective on dance in America and what, you know, if they do want to go on and be a professional performer or choreographer, it opens a lot of doors that way. And it is my hope that National Festival Ballet will become a member of RDA, because I do believe in it very strongly. But as executive director, I have been able to make contacts and connections and friendships with a lot of the people who run the national organizations, such as American Ballet Theater and New York City Ballet, Pacific Northwest Ballet. I know a lot of people there, and I'm able to kind of tie into them if I have a dancer that maybe is looking to be placed somewhere. But I also have a lot of connections in the college and university programs, and I think those are really very important as well, especially now that there is such a heavy emphasis on college education for these people, these young people.
Well, Gretchen, thanks for stopping by again today, and we really appreciate it. Tell us a little bit about where people can find you and get more information about Greater Washington Dancing.
Well, I think the best thing to do is to go to our website, gwdancecenter.com, and there you will be able to find out information about our studio's opening and what our current class schedule is, and you'll also be able to find a way to contact with me if you have any questions about our program.
That's gwdancecenter.com?
Correct.
That's great. Gretchen, thanks very much again.
You're welcome. Thank you.